How would you say your experience in the industry has been?
Horrendous.
And you know what I hate? I hate a girl who can never admit they're wrong. That's my biggest pet peeve.
I know I have a huge ego, and I like love when people respond to me quickly.
I didn't really understand it because I was 4, but that's when things just really like started. You brought up my mom's OnlyFans.
What was your reaction when you first found that out?
I felt so bad for my mom because she gave up like everything. I feel like I'm never going to know if a girl's going to love me for who I am or what I have.
You've blown up a lot more since you've become even more famous, American Idol.
I'm gonna open up about something about Idol I've never spoke about anywhere.
Welcome back to another episode of Bro Code, guys. We've got a very special show today. We've got a very interesting guest. I'm sure you guys see the title. I'm sure the guest is looking in their phone, looking in the mirror right now, probably checking themselves out.
I'm sure he's overjoyed to be here.
I'm sure he's thrilled to be here. Yeah, it's been a long day today. Did you do different makeup?
Yeah, I had to put my lip liner on. That's why.
Is that a jean jacket or?
No, it's a camo sweatshirt.
Oh, okay. Are you going hunting or something?
No, I'm from Ohio. Remember?
Where's your midsection at?
My what?
Where's like your midsection?
Yeah.
Like my stomach?
You're like a floating head right now. Like, where are the rest of you?
Oh, well, it's under my blanket. Because, you know.
What do you mean? I see a pink sheet and then I see a floating head.
Yeah. All you need to see is my face. It's
your hands.
And hear her voice.
Yeah.
And I hear that screeching, freaking dying.
You know, Gigi, you were kind of like that. And I don't know if I've like necessarily ever addressed this to you or made it like super, super apparent or like, you know, clear. Mm-hmm. But like, you've always been to me like that one song that's like so annoying. But then like you just, over time, you're like.
Grows on you. Kind of like a mm-hmm. cyst.
Oh. Yeah.
Used to like you.
I know.
Real.
Yeah.
I think
that was my favorites first impression of you because of like the rock squad and stuff. And I was like, I just didn't like anyone.
Well, yeah, that's like a fair judgment. If I saw that, I'd probably run for the hills.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really blame me.
No, I don't blame you if that was the reason. And I also think that a girl that I came into Goat Fam with didn't always acted like she had my side in things, but always kind of threw me under the bus.
I wouldn't say, not to me at least. I don't know.
I guess around me, she'd act like one way and then she'd like be like, well, you're so, like, she'd just make backhanded comments like you're annoying and like you're immature and like.
Well.
No, I was at the time. It's just, I don't know. I kind of stopped talking at that point because I didn't want to like bother anyone. No,
I think this is a perfect time to intro our very, very special guest today, the notorious almost winner of American Idol, longtime friend Mackenzie Soul. Give it up for everyone, Mackenzie Soul.
Mackenzie, how are
everyone
you,
everyone on
my
set
man?
Was supposed to clap. Sorry you didn't get there. There you go. Mackenzie Soul. By the way, Mackenzie actually came all the way out to California for this. You know, he lives in Vegas. So he drove he drove his pink little Tesla.
Wait, today?
In his pink little hat.
Wait, hang on a little second, hon. Is the Tesla pink?
It's got pink amenities.
There's pink on the Tesla.
You know what though, bro? Pink is the manliest color.
I mean, true.
That's what the girliest guys say.
Oh, you have pink on your shoes.
I always thought Giada was pretty manly.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? I'm not sure what that has to do with anything, but
oh, pink.
Why have you got a floating head?
I hate pink. Believe it or not,
pink.
For the podcast, I thought it would be the best color, but I actually really do not like the color pink. My favorite colors are red and green.
Green is such an interesting. You got to be a weirdo if you like green.
I like dark
color.
Oh, I low key got to defend that one. Like green's low key green's a heater ass color.
I like olive green and dark green.
I like lime green.
What shit like that?
What?
And then red.
I see trees of green.
I see trees of red roses.
You seen that dude on? But guys, Mackenzie and I. Go back. Cole's known him for a little while
back
now.
Back to when nobody would f-
So
let's start there.
Basically, yeah, I guess we could start there. So we met through a tour that I actually paid on to be on.
Did you really?
Yeah, lots of money actually. They made me pay thousands, like
they made me pay. You know what's crazy? They made me pay the year before, the time before as well, same as you.
Really?
And then the year I came back, I headlined it and got paid. It's such a good.
Well, now they beg me. Now they beg me every year.
That's what I'm saying.
Now they beg us all the time. But yeah, I paid to be on this tour. Long story short, there was a bunch of people there who were way bigger than me at the time. And honestly, quite literally, the only person who treated me normally, like I was just a regular kid and like a normal person, was Kenzie. And so he was like the only adult friend. You know, you were like my age.
Yeah.
When we met, yeah. Which is crazy.
That's actually.
You know what it is? I remember it was. I think we were in Columbus.
And really, Ohio?
Were we in Ohio? I think we were in
Ohio.
That's where I didn't go to that stop. I think it was Vegas.
It was Vegas. That was the first one you did. It was Vegas.
Or was
Columbus.
It the Whiskey at Go-Go?
No, it was Vegas. You joined. You came to Vegas, I think. Uh-huh. And I just saw you by yourself with your mom, and I was like, it gave me flashbacks to how I used to be treated as well, and I was just like. Damn, like I saw myself in you when I was a kid, mm-hmm. You know, and I was just like, I need to like let this kid know he doesn't have to go through the same shit I did by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
So did nobody talk to you on the tour?
It's not that nobody talked to me on the tour, but I was like everyone was like 17, 16, 17, 18, 19, like those that age range, and
nobody
I was
his age.
Yeah, I was 11. I want to say I was 11 at the time.
Always been ahead of the game, man.
It's so funny though now as well because none of them gave him the time of day, but now.
It's crazy because now, like, humbly speaking, shout out to all you guys for making this possible. It's like you see me surpass and us surpass those people, and it's like
it's now look
how the tables turn.
That's what.
That's
I'm
why
saying.
You treat everyone equally. That's why that's life lesson there. 100%. But yeah, Kenzie was like one of the only people that treated me normally, and then like we've quite literally stayed friends ever since.
Yeah.
I think. How did it evolve? It was like we did tour together, and then when was like the next time we saw each other? I can't remember.
Well, I moved to Vegas, so obviously we said hi, how you doing, all that stuff. But then I came back to LA for something, and I think I texted you and I was like, dude, how have you been? Long time no see, because I saw you like blowing up, and I wanted to use you for clout. And
but like to be fair, you were blowing up too, so
that,
I was using you for clout.
No, yeah, that was. I think I just hit 10 mil on YouTube, not YouTube.
TikTok.
YouTube. I just hit 10 mil on TikTok, and I think we were like, let's do some videos. But we didn't think anything of it. We're just like, all right, see you, old friend. We haven't spoken in a while. But we just remembered how it was back in the tour days, and we're like, bro, I just with this kid. And we just kept it real. And then I met this guy, and bro, history speaks for itself.
History does speak for itself. You've done some incredible things since.
You said you saw yourself in, like, Gavin when he was younger, like, how did you start out? Like, how did you get into, like, all the music and in industry and, like, the influencer space, you know?
So I started out, I was, I think, four years old. I think you wanted to ask me about this as well.
Yeah, you were on X Factor, right?
When
you were
a little jit. When I was four years old.
Really?
When I was 4 years old.
He got rejected.
He did, right?
God, I was 4 years old.
Persevere yourself.
Did you make the show or did you? No.
No.
Okay.
No. You were on the show, right?
Yeah.
Like they aired you, right?
They aired it.
Oh, that's what I meant. Did you get aired?
Yeah,
I
got aired. That was the start of
it's
everything.
It's an incredible clip.
That happened.
So, how did that happen? So, you were 5 years, you're 4 years
four
old.
4 years
like,
old.
Explain your perspective.
You were in Australia.
Old, walking into this, like, room.
Or London.
Like, what do you remember about the situation?
So, when I was four, my mom was auditioning. She was auditioning with her band. They got through. They made it, like.
Did your mom sing?
Mom and dad are singers.
Oh, really?
Mom and dad are both
I knew your dad was. I never knew your mom was.
Yeah, my dad's a singer. My mom's a singer. She was.
Hey, your mom was also really cool to me, like, on tour, too. Like, you two were, like, the only people who, like, talked to me and my mom.
We kept it real with you because, again, she was the one that was sat with me in that corner one day. You know what I mean? That's why I think she kind of, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Wanted to help you as well.
But, yeah, what were you saying? I think I cut you off.
Yeah, wait. What do you remember about, like, going into X Factor?
I see a little smoke, you Alright, so I remember going in X Factor, she was auditioning, and I was just an ADHD 4-year-old kid dancing around in the waiting room.
Well, I mean, you were 4 years old. I don't know if you have ADHD, you're 4 years old.
Yeah, no, I've got ADHD.
Well, I know, I do too, but I'm saying four-year-old's a four-year-old.
They can't diagnose
you. Yeah, no,
until,
I was diagnosed
grade.
When I was like 12.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I could definitely tell something was up with me.
Okay.
You were just a little extra special.
Energetic little four-year-old in
so
the waiting room.
So your mom was auditioning for her band.
Mom was auditioning her band. Producers saw me dancing around, and they were like, can we bring him in to my mom to do some content? Like, not content. To audition, but not really audition, just for TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Simon Cowell, Louis Walsh, and Sharon Osbourne. And from there, after that aired, like, I was in newspapers. We had radio stations coming to the house. I didn't really understand it because I was four. Mm-hmm. But that's when things just really like started.
You were born to be. Was it like you were born to be a star?
I don't like when people say you're born to be a star. I hate when people say like, you know, I was just born with it. You're not, bro. Like you worked really hard.
No, of course.
Like,
but I'm saying in the sense of like, I think that was your moment where you were just kind of like,
yeah, this is for me.
This is for me.
It was, but in a sense, it wasn't as well because I didn't understand it because I was so young. I just didn't get it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that happened. After that, I did a bunch of musical theater. I was Billy Elliot in London, in the UK. I did Billy Elliot touring around England.
Let's talk about England for a second.
All right.
Where are you from? I don't even think I know.
Right. I'm from County Durham, which is like a really small place in the northeast of England.
Okay.
That's where I'm originally from.
And where did you get the accent from?
Yeah, where'd you take that from?
Huh?
Why, actually, speaking of...
Yo, where'd you get pull inspiration from your accent?
I used to listen to
a lot of podcasts as a kid.
Why are we laughing?
Because you just asked where did I get my accent from?
Did I smile?
My mother and father.
Speaking of accents...
Okay, yeah, see, dope.
Speaking of accents, I actually truly cannot stand accents.
You have an accent. Everybody has an accent.
Don't say anything. No. Wait, don't say anything. I want her to sit in silence for this one. Resume.
Fun fact, though, actually, I don't know where I learned this, but people from Ohio technically do not have accents. Everybody else around them has accents. I don't know what it is. That's just what I was told that like a couple years ago. I have no clue if it's
true. You having an issue with accents?
Yeah, so like, why do you hate my... Are you saying you
no,
hate my
accents? No, it's not yours. I just, for some reason, like...
You hate accents?
I just don't... I can't watch British baking shows. I can't...
That's so specific.
That's so specific of you.
No, I just... Hey. I don't know. Something about it, I just can't go...
No, I can listen to them talk, but when they're baking, it just fires me up.
So you don't like accents?
No.
What triggered it?
It just I think accents just confuse my brain.
You have a small brain?
Yeah, so yeah. You must be unintelligent.
It's a little smooth.
All right, wait, hold up. So what if I start talking like that, like I'm from here? Is that better? You understand me like more now or no?
No, you still have an accent.
Oh, shit. Well, no. I thought I was good at that. Never mind.
I just think it's crazy how different places speak and how, I don't know.
Wait, throw the accent filter off again.
Can people like take screenshots of Giada in this and just like Photoshop it with like Big Ben in the background and a just make it look like she's British? I'd love to see some edits of that.
So
she actually has never had braces, bro. Look at those teeth. She could never be British.
But what, hang on.
I hate that stereotype. Have really odd mouth structures.
Wait, what do you mean?
They
do
don't.
I have teeth?
Yeah, but it's
let
just.
Me see.
It's a thing that, like, I don't think it's a thing that British people have messed up teeth. I think it's a very, like, American culture to get braces.
We just
have,
don't care.
Yeah, everybody has braces.
Especially in America, like, you get braces.
In America, it's a trend to get braces.
Yeah.
People in their 30s who had braces their whole childhood get braces because it's cool now.
I think I'm scared.
Like, I'm scared like, if I have
nothing wrong with them. Really I just think
have you ever wait, you've never had braces?
Never
or
had
in
braces
Disneyland?
In
Smile.
My life.
Oh, see?
That's
some
impressive.
People are just born lucky, man.
Yeah.
You were born with it.
Probably. My mom's good. Well,
I don't like people saying that.
Has your mom ever gotten braces?
No, because she got veneers.
Oh.
My mom has.
Sorry, mom,
had
if you didn't
really
want me to tell people that. No, they're real. Her teeth are real. Sorry, go ahead.
No, my mom's teeth are really messed up, though. And my dad's. My dad. Well,
Dom.
Aaron, her mom. Like
No. She couldn't get them fixed when she was younger because of like her mom wanted her to pay for them and she didn't want to. But she
they're
just always
dentistry
yeah.
is expensive.
I just got done. I
shout
got
out
done,
Dr. Gabe. I love you.
Braces are really expensive. Just got done paying like $5,000 just to for mine.
Yeah,
$5,000
to get my. Yeah, I had mine for a year and a half, 2 years. Just got them off.
Yeah, they're
well, mine Invisalign
bro, you
was
beautiful
free.
Teeth, though. They
right?
look really good.
They look good.
Shout out to Invisalign. My treatment was free.
All right, onward. Your mom has really f***ed up teeth, you were saying?
Yeah. What?
Go ahead. No, yeah, go ahead.
And my dad, I mean, his top teeth are really straight, but his bottom teeth have always been like
so
a little
messed up. So what the f*** teeth look like
tilted towers? I don't know. I just genuinely was born with really good teeth. When I was younger, though, fun fact, I would get anxious and my bed was wooden, so I did this thing, and
are you about to say you chewed?
Yeah,
chewed on the wood.
Rat, like no, a rat. I wouldn't chew it though. I wouldn't like bite it.
Yeah,
like I would just like
in the middle of the night, like.
I was like 5, and I used to grind my teeth down so far that they almost didn't exist.
So what does the wood have to do with it, though?
It would grind them down.
Damn.
Oh, so you were biting the wood.
Yeah,
wait,
basically.
Pause.
So you're literally a beaver.
Okay, I want to add on that real quick.
I was like 5.
That makes sense. Your front teeth come out a little bit further than the rest of them. That makes sense.
I want to add on
that. Not these teeth.
No, I think they like adjusted to it. So like when they came out, your teeth adapted. They were like,
I feel like my two front teeth are like huge.
Okay, wait.
I just always thought that.
I want to add on what she just said. Thank you. So, she like was talking about like biting on wood. So I used to have this really weird obsession, like as a kid. Like I don't
love chewing.
Bro,
on wood.
No, this is dirty as shit. Like this is disgusting. I don't know why I did it. I was like 3 and 4, but I used to like grind my teeth along like the metal railings outside. Like
oh my god,
I used to just go like around, over it like that.
Mackenzie sold before the fame. This is crazy.
Just like, country, like
just biting the curb. Like actually.
Wait, what?
No, but you know the metal railings in airports and stuff? Like, mm-hmm. you know how the sound would go through
your mouth on that?
I did used to do that. I don't know why.
You know what I do, bro? I bite the inside of my gums.
Oh my god, I do that.
I just rip them apart till they
bleed.
I
know, because my mom yells at me for it all the time. I just chew and chew and I
get like
this.
How does she know?
Yo, who am I sitting in a room with right now? What the f***?
And I'll like do it down here if over here gets too messed up. Or over here.
Oh my god, I thought I was the only one who did this. I've never met someone who.
Oh my god, it's so bad in the airport. All in the airport.
It's so bad.
It's a fidget thing, I think, because you get bored and like just bite and like.
Yes. Okay. So we got completely off topic. So I want to get back to. I want to get back to you.
Yeah.
England. You grew up there.
Yep.
Parents were in a band. They were musical. So how did you start?
How did you get into?
How did you know? How did you know music was for you? Oh. What was your first musical experience? How old were you when you made your first song?
I think I was like 12 when I wrote my first song, and it was about coming to LA and just being excited to make it, not knowing how shit this industry is. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. You know, I was just a 12-year-old excited to make it in LA, thinking it was going to be so easy.
How would you say your experience in the industry has been?
Horrendous.
What are some horrendous things that have happened?
I mean, I got scammed. I got scammed really badly.
Yeah.
I don't want to call names out, but
No, you don't.
These people offered me a deal, but we had to pay them like 10, 20 grand. To do it, and it was five songs and 5 music videos on like, no disrespect, Brian, but like on a little DSLR like that, like, you know what I'm saying? It was like 20 grand. I was just like, we had no idea. We thought this is what making it was in LA, and it was just like, I felt so bad for my mom because she gave up like everything for me to just do it.
I think similar things have happened to us before.
Yeah, of course. Your mom, I've watched your mom, bro. She's a huge fan of your like career and stuff. And I love what she does. Like, and keep her, bro. Don't like ever get too old and be like, I don't want to hear anymore. I'm 24, just turned, and my mom's, you know, she's still in my life and she's still in control. And I think that's how I always want it to be, because it's someone you can trust.
Of course.
But it's hard to find people you can trust, especially in the industry, bro.
Yeah, bro, it's hard to find moms you can trust.
Anyway, yeah, back to the industry though.
That's why I stick with mine.
I'm trying to like steamroll through what you just said so we don't have to go into details on that. But we know, you know.
Yeah.
California moms, LA moms. Anyway.
How did you get into like social media, like that aspect?
It was more of an accident. Again, it kind of trails onto the story of living in LA, trying to make it, living here, just doing what I can do. But just knowing, bro, why are you laughing? He's like grinning. He's like looking at me.
Bro, he just does that. He tries to mess you up when you're speaking.
Bro, it's so annoying. Okay, anyway.
He just does that.
So, living in LA, I'm being real, we had no money. Like, I was signed to a label, an indie label for a little bit.
How old were you when you moved to LA?
12, 13.
Did you? Wait.
Oh. 12, and I had nothing. I thought you said 12, 30.
No, around 12 to 13. I don't know which one, but.
Damn, yeah. That's young. Were you out here?
You're from England?
GG.
No, isn't that what you just said?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Why are you guys
laughing? We just had an hour conversation about you hating my accent.
No, I know. Okay, I get.
No,
okay.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm just.
He's
kidding.
From
just
New York.
He's from.
I'm Canadian, eh?
He's from Las Vegas.
I don't know. Anyways.
Yes, but I'm from England. Sorry.
Do you prefer the States or over there more?
100%. That's why I'm here. I didn't. I was ready to go back home to England because LA just became so hard. I had no followers on social media. I didn't know what the f*** I was doing. I was literally like, we were losing so much money. My mom sold her house, left her husband. She gave up everything for
this. Dude, the struggle's real at first.
Bro.
Trying to make it in here and like...
Bad.
Dude, yeah.
And we moved to Vegas because it got too expensive. We had no money. LA got too expensive, but I still wanted to try and be in somewhat reach of LA. So we moved to Vegas. And bro, me and my friend Michael, you know Michael, we just filmed a video for fun in the kitchen of us like beating the shit out of each other. We woke up and had 200 million views on TikTok. It was wild. I had like 100K and I got 1 million followers overnight. It was absolutely
Did you like plan that? I plan those videos out, or did you just like the first video was just like, oh, like let's just make this funny video?
I think we found that formula and you just ran with it. Yeah?
WWE in a kitchen. It was just a formula.
I was going to say, because I remember exactly when you popped up on my timeline, I was like, oh my God, this is Mackenzie. This is so many views.
It was not, and then I was like, 16 million likes. It's
like,
nuts, bro.
I was like, this is huge. And then I saw you kept doing it. And then I saw like the reach you had.
And that was
And I saw you just, you like on Instagram, on TikTok, every like your socials just started.
Everything just reached. You know, it was crazy. But it was just so random because we were just expecting to just like, we were just doing a funny video like, for our friends.
You were kind of expecting it to like flop and it just blows up and you're like, oh my God, I just found the... Just found the sauce.
I feel like it's always the videos that you don't expect.
You don't expect. Yeah. That's so true. It's the ones you don't expect to blow up that do blow up.
And then the ones that you really want to blow up, I swear, they just like a punch in the face.
Yeah. Speaking of blowing up.
Amen to that.
Speaking of blowing up, let's talk about it. You've blown up a lot more since you've become even more famous. American Idol.
Yeah.
American Idol.
Music.
Yeah, why didn't you win? Why didn't you win America? Why did you lose?
Why did you lose American Idol? Why didn't you win? Let's talk about it.
Dude, you know how many people I told? My friend Mackenzie Soles on American Idol, he's going to win that.
Bro,
he's
going to win that. Mums,
he
bro.
Actually has a shot of winning that. His voice is so good. And then...
Yeah,
What'd you do, man? Why'd you do this to me? You made me look bad.
To be fair, from 75,000 auditions to the last 20 people, that's like... I still feel like I won because of how many people auditioned. Like, I still feel...
No, yeah, we're just messing with you.
No.
And in a realistic standpoint, in my head... That's exactly how I would feel it. Top 20 out of 75.
Yeah,
of
bro.
Thousands. The chance of even getting top 100 is
same
like
as Benson
the
Boone. Same way Benson Boone.
Exactly.
Got, same thing. But he kind of left on a contract.
But like, still, same thing. You still lost to 19 people.
Still lost to 19 people, but I've never.
That bothered me personally. Like, I know, like, you don't have that competitive dog in you like me, but like,
I gotta ask.
It's definitely sad. It definitely hit me.
I gotta ask. No, and I think. I think I might know, maybe, because I think you might have shared this experience with me.
Yeah.
But I gotta ask.
You good?
What was your favorite part of being on American Idol? Like, what was your favorite, the most best experience you could share?
Oh yeah.
I think I know this answer.
Jelly Roll driving me back home.
Yeah.
How
was that,
bro?
Tell me about it.
We were in Hawaii. It was Super Bowl week, and he was trying to get a private jet into Vegas, and there was not available because everybody was trying to fly to Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he didn't have availability, so he flew on the plane I was on. Obviously, he was in first class. I was in economy. But I got his number at the airport, and he's like, hey, reach out. And then he got talking, hey, I actually have a house in Vegas. I was like, no way. He's like, I'm going there now. I was like, oh, me too. We're on the same flight, blah, blah, blah. He was texting me, how's the weather back there and stuff, because he's trying to be a funny
jokes.
Yo, bro. But nah, it was sick. And then I got to Vegas. I was sat in the terminal waiting for my Uber to go home. And he's
after
like,
you got out of the economy.
Thanks, Gav.
And then Jelly Roll, he walked out of first class.
Fun fact: I only fly Spirit Airlines. I love Spirit.
I love
the big
Spirit.
Seats. The big seats at the front. I love them to death.
You only fly Spirit? That is the first time I've ever heard anyone say that sentence ever.
So good.
I fly that or Frontier.
Have you flown in the big seats on Spirit, the front ones?
Yeah, but like we don't ever do it because
I can only do Delta or JetBlue.
Delta. All the way Delta or American?
Actually, JSX. I've been flying JSX a lot. The semi-private. It's like semi-private.
Okay, that's like some baller stuff.
No, 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 it's not. It's like $200 for a flight to LA.
Okay, so you wait. So you're waiting
from
for your Uber.
Yes, that's pretty expensive.
No, well, it goes, compared to a private jet for like 10 grand.
Okay, yeah, that's way a private. Wait, is it like
no security? Walk straight in. Walk straight on your plane in the hangar, and it just takes you.
Wait, is it like a small plane?
Yeah, it's like 20 seats. Vegas in the terminal.
Waiting for your Uber.
Jelly comes up and he's like, hey, where are you going? Where are you rolling? I was like, oh, I'm just going home. I've got an Uber. He's like, nah, f*** that. Roll with us. About four Rolls Royces just pull up with G-Wagons and stuff outside the airport. I'm like, what the f***? He's like, get in. And then he drives to his house first. And then we're driving through his neighborhood. And he goes, which one's mine again? To his bodyguard in the back. I was just like, bro, to be this rich, imagine. To be which one's mine again? In like the nicest neighborhood in Vegas.
You're rolling down mansions, bro. And it's, which one's mansions. Mine again?
It was crazy. Oh, but yeah, that was the best experience.
That was the best experience.
Wait. I'm gonna open up about something about Idol I've never spoke about anywhere.
Yeah, wait, okay. What?
Obviously you spend a lot of time with other contestants and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You make friends with them and stuff.
Is there ever I was very curious. You can be brief on this real quick. But yeah. Is there like ever competition or like does anybody kind of like not talk to each other and like
no? Everyone, or are there petty friendly. Members? Everyone's friendly.
Friendly. I was gonna say friendly. Yeah.
Remember, it's a competition. Exactly. That's all I have to say to anybody auditioning for a show or doing like or trying to or something. Just remember, it's a competition. Because I thought a lot of people were my friends and like we were tight, and then people just show their true colors when it comes to the time. You know. And you realize it's a competition. I really, really messed up.
How long did
wait?
The
what
show,
happened? Wait,
long,
what do you mean? Like,
wait.
How long did you film the show?
8 months.
Really? Yeah, that long?
On that for a long time, bro.
That's crazy. I thought it would be.
Do they pay you on American Idol to like be in the episodes or not?
They pay you after a certain level.
Okay.
So I got paid, but it was after a certain level. Yeah. But
just, is it like? Is it good pay?
It's alright.
Or is it like...
I don't know if I'm allowed to say what it is because it's not my thing.
Yeah, we don't
have
to talk about it.
Yeah,
we
don't have to say numbers.
But yeah, it's good. I'm sure Katy Perry gets a lot more.
No.
But, it was good. But no, spending time with
Katy Perry. How was Katy Perry?
Katy's great. I love it. I loved it to death.
You loved her?
Loved you kiss her?
Oh, I wish. Orlando Bloom? Lucky mother... alright, I need to stop swearing. He's going to have a heart attack at it in this. But no, yeah. So Idol was incredible. The best
Idol was incredible.
Loved it.
When you found out you got eliminated, where were you? What was your reaction? How did that?
I was in LA. Go I was down. In Red Studios where we filmed, and it was dope. I loved it. I had a great time.
Did they tell you were out on camera? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you found out on the show.
Yeah. Okay. So I.
How was that? I don't think I saw that episode.
So I want to talk about this. So there's a clip. So, God. So I when I got eliminated. And another guy made it through, okay? And I hugged the wrong guy, thinking he was the one that made it through.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, it was just, like, so bad. Because I just thought one of the guys were singing the song. I thought the other one was singing. And I got so mixed up in my head. And I just hugged the wrong person. Like, I was like, you made it, you're through.
And he's like, oh.
and he wasn't. It was the other guy. And I just felt so bad. And I was just like... It was bad. It was bad.
It's awful.
So yeah, I hugged the wrong person. It was
Did he say anything? Was he like?
Nah, he was just shaking his head, and I just felt so. I was obviously shook up as well due to the fact I just got told I was going home. I was just trying to act like I was happy, and then I go and hug the wrong person. It was just like I just wanted to crawl behind anything I could. It was sad.
Wow.
But yeah, Idol was great though overall.
Wait, was there any like? You said everyone was friendly, like, there's things that you messed up on, like, can you elaborate on that or, like, specify anything?
It was just some people who I thought were good, like, good people just turned out to not be good people. It's as simple as that. All because they wanted to, be like, win this competition.
Mm-hmm. Do you still talk to people from the show, like, out of the show?
Yeah. A lot of us stay very close, and, But yeah, the guy I'm talking about here, I don't want to say his name, but
you don't have to.
He got kicked off the show.
Oh. Yeah.
So that and then he's just started a bunch of shit on social media to get clout. He's dissing the whole top 24, and I thought we were cool. It's sad because I thought we were cool.
Oh, so
but
like that's
he's involving
the stuff?
Me. He's involving me in the shit, but it's just like.
Who ended up winning?
Whatever.
The season you were doing.
Her name's Abby Carter.
Okay, it doesn't matter. You didn't win.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not gonna lie. I did not want her to win. God bless her soul. I wanted my boy Will to win.
Yeah.
Will. Jack as well. I wanted one of the boys to win because, you know, the boys got to support
the boys. Bros
before hoes. But good for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, good for her. She's been doing a lot, and she's a good person, you know? So I'm glad she got what she got. Just, like, you know, I just wanted to back my boys and see my boys win.
Of course. So Idol was great. Is there anything else you'd like to share? A story maybe you haven't told or no? You think...
No.
No? Okay. So Idol was great. I think we catch up on the thing everyone kind of wants to... know about, and I know I am definitely curious because we touch on it, and I think like we've definitely had our moments where like we talk about it, but I don't think we've ever really like talked about it.
Gone deep.
And I'm curious
on what it is.
I'm curious now what your love life looks like, because I know the last time I talked to you about it, I know the last situation.
So, like, your mom has an OnlyFans, bro, and, like, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like,
Cole's been dying to know about that.
I low-key subscribed.
What is this gonna do with my love life?
Yo, Kenzie, I'm not gonna lie, I low-key subscribed.
Yeah, like, probably, like, two weird.
I'm single as shit.
I spent the $14, bro.
Are you talking, when was the last relationship you were in?
Serious one? Probably a year and a half ago now. That relationship kind of f***ed me up afterwards.
Did it?
And I don't want to say I became a hoe. But I definitely like I didn't want to trust anybody in a relationship for a long time anymore.
That's the thing, bro. For me, it burns down to trust. Whenever I'm looking for a new relationship or even seeking like the potential of it or just grazing the surface, it's like it always crumbles down to trust for me too. And it's always like, and I think it's because of the industry we're in and the life we've lived. It's always 100%. Very, very difficult 100%. To understand your potential companion's intentions. And even if they're 100% good, it's still like, for me, I trip myself out and tend to like, are you there? Are you here for that?
You know what's shit though, as well? I don't know, that it's like, I've noticed once you give a f- and you show you care, that's when a girl don't give a shit. And I've watched TikToks of girls giving guys advice on how to get girls. And it's like, don't give her attention. Yeah. Make sure to leave her open for 2 days. And I'm like, it's so shit, the society we live in at this day. Because, like,
you know what's crazy?
It's a game. No disrespect, there's a girl here. But, bro, it's a f-ing game. And it's just like there's no love anymore, bro. It's so
100%
sad.
Agree. I think lust has taken over this generation.
I also
but here's the thing.
100%.
You can talk in a second.
Sure, this is probably an argument. I can tell.
I was talking to my brother about this, and I used to tell my brothers because he used to do this in his previous relationships. He would do that game where he would leave his girlfriends on open for 2 days or leave them undelivered for hours.
Because what we got told to do.
Because, yes, exactly.
And it works, bro.
Bro, it works so good, bro.
And I was telling him, I was like, bro, why do you do that? Like, that's not how love's supposed to be. Like,
wrong.
You shouldn't feel ashamed of, like, how long it should take you to answer your significant other or how long
girls would laugh at you for what you just said this day.
Exactly,
age.
That's the thing. And I'm getting there. Girls will laugh at you for saying those things nowadays because that's the way it is now.
I just
but that's the way it never should be. And you're gonna disagree with that.
100%.
Because you're gonna disagree with that because that's you know we're right. So
no,
you're telling me majority. Answer this question though.
Bro, let her talk.
Answer this question though. I'm gonna let her talk, but I want her to answer this question and go off. If you were talking to a guy and he was not opened the door for you, paid for your meals, did this and that, and he was nothing but nice to you and had nothing but good intentions, if there was not a little bit of a chase for you, you would not have any interest, or not nearly as much as you would if there was something that you couldn't quite get that you were chasing to achieve.
I think that a chase is good after a certain extent. If you guys are coming out of two very just questionable situations with men, I've learned that a chase is good until you're going on dates to a certain extent. Once you get to that like third date, it shouldn't be a chase anymore.
Oh, 100%.
Because that's when you're starting to like learn if you truly like the person, if you're gonna end up with this person, mm-hmm. you know, long term. So I don't think that a chase past that point is worth it. I think
a girl like you, then this video is for you. Here are the best Snapchats that you can send that girls will love to receive. Number one, we are going to start off with something a little spicy. You can send a girl a Snapchat with you leaning over, for example, at an angle like this.
Like that's just a fine example. A fine example.
No. But that's brainwashed. Like, but that's real. Why like, that's...
Like, girls are truly like that, though. Like, I...
Leaning that's over...
The advice, that's the advice we're getting.
Although,
given.
No, I will Wait. Say, though, I do. I also have a huge... I don't want to sound like... I don't know. I know I have a huge ego, and I, like, love when people respond to me quickly. I get a thrill out of it. So I think I'm the opposite in that sense. I
exactly. No, no, no.
You
no. And
respond
what do you,
in 2 seconds.
Exactly. But what do you do when people don't respond to you in 2 seconds? You're like, okay. How do I get you to respond? Nope. Subliminally, you are. That's why you fall
it's
for
human
people.
Nature.
Can I show one more video, please?
Is that okay? Sure, Kenzie, go ahead. Do whatever you want. This is your...
You can't be too available.
You can't be too available.
That's what I was telling Brayden earlier.
What happened to the beautiful love days? Remember Endgame? The beautiful scene of them dancing slowly at the end?
Yeah,
do you think he's too available, Captain America, bro? Like, just those days, that's when love was alive. Now in this day and age, it's just like, yo, let's hop on Tinder, let's go swipe, let's go.
Oh, yeah, we're like, oh, my girl goes to college, she's loyal, bro, trust me. And like then
why
the second
do you have to tell
like,
people she's loyal? It's so sad, bro. Like, genuinely, because, like, I fell for girls, and it's just this has just taught me that this generation
don't
is just
do it.
It's don't when do it comes to love.
Bro, I've had my ex girlfriend, you know, like, why are you? It's just like, why are you like that?
And it's not
and
her
it's
fault.
Like, why are you? No, it's not their
it's
fault.
It's the generation.
It's the generation's fault. But it's like, why are you like that? And that's you know what I hate? I hate a girl who can never admit they're wrong. Never. That's my biggest
good
pet
luck.
Peeve. Huh?
Good luck.
Oh, I thought you said her name.
I wouldn't say it was like.
I used
it's like
to be really bad at it. But I wouldn't I've say learned that like it's cool. Easier to give an argument up than continue to go.
100%.
Like it's easier to just say okay. Like what I learned in my last relationship is it's easier to go okay. I was wrong.
What did you learn from your last relationship?
If
you had to simplify it, like three words.
The chase is
You'll
not
see.
Worth it.
No, it's not worth it. I don't know if he ever did it intentionally. I really
three
don't,
words.
And I don't think he did. But
three words.
It's fun to get a response. Those are my three words. That's a response.
It's fun to get a response.
Okay.
That's six words.
Well, like, is a word?
Words.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it is.
Okay.
It
so, like,
feels
for
good
me,
to be responded.
Hold on. I want to save myself quickly before I get a bunch of shit in the comments.
I do love women.
No. Because it's real as well. It's like a real answer. We shouldn't, like, be saying this about all girls because some girls might be watching this who want that guy to be available all the time. You know, not every girl is the same.
Yeah, definitely not.
But it's rare.
But it's rare. It definitely is rare this day and age, especially in the industry.
And, you know, I'm not here to say guys can't be the same way, too.
Oh,
we can be little...
I think this
scums
is more.
Too.
This is definitely more of, like, a people thing than,
but,
like,
in my last relationship,
like,
I was for
female.
Sure in the right all the time.
100%.
And not all of them.
But, like, I feel like this also isn't, like, I want to say it's the generation's fault. I would say a lot of it's just through social media and stuff, the popularization of
I think it's
of,
all due to
seeing,
social media. I feel like if social media was not a thing, we didn't have TikTok, Instagram,
exactly.
Snapchat, anything, I feel like love would still be in the air.
On,
like, sending love letters forward and backwards, like, no phones.
From literally
you know what I'm saying?
You literally open...
Brayden agrees with me.
You reach in your pocket, you open up your phone, and you have access to more like... supermodels than a freaking prince back in like the
yeah
in the
well
day.
It's you get you get unlimited options
you have unlimited options
social
so it's just
media,
like
it's really easy
you're always
to
comparing
make whoever it is if you're trying to make like them jealous it's so easy to do it you
yeah.
can just post like oh another guy or oh another girl for that matter and it's like people
yeah. it's
a lot
so
easier
sad.
To be petty
it's so
too.
Sad to
yeah.
say it's so easy to
be
to
it's
do
just
this.
So easy to be like ooh, let me post this on my story
it's,
so they see it
it's so
whatever.
Easy to be toxic now too
yeah
like through social media through stuff like that it's so easy to just do little petty things that are like that just in the long run hurt you like
another thing as well I'm sure everybody here will know about it because we all you know we all have a few followers on social media I this is how I personally feel I feel like I'm never going to know if a girl's, like, during this time in my 20s, I feel like I'm never going to know if a girl's going to love me for who I am or what I have.
What you bring to the table, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Because I'm sure
I think
you
about
know
that.
That
all the time. And that's why I haven't been in a relationship.
Me too.
Because even if it's like, even if I, like, I'm just, even if I, it doesn't, like, I've literally been in a situation where it's like, I like you so much. But I don't know if you like me for me or what I have. And that's what I said. That's a trust thing.
Yeah.
And that's 100%. Like,
100%.
I can't get past that. And maybe I just have to find the one, but yeah. I can't get past that.
Trust is the, like, biggest thing in a relationship. And, like, mm-hmm. once, for me at least, like, once I lose trust in somebody, or once you, like, damage that trust, it's low-key over. Like,
well,
it's, like, no, for me, it's, like, you can't, once you lose my trust, like, once you've lied to me, it's literally, like, okay, now I'm gonna think about every, before I completely trust you, blindly, I blindly trust you, until you lie to me, and I figure that out, and I'm, like, okay, now I'm second guessing every single question, every single.
So what if
answer.
She cheated? Wait. What if she cheated on you?
I'm breaking up.
But she came up to you and said, "Listen,
I don't care. It's over. No matter."
See,
what.
I don't agree with that.
I agree with that.
I agree in second chances.
I mean, it definitely it's over for there. I'm, I mean, I'm done in after 3 years. Chance. In 3 years.
No. I'm here for a second chance if like you make a mistake that doesn't involve. Once your significant other has touched another person. It's over.
That's something that's like hardwired like into my
mistakes.
Brain.
I feel like people make mistakes though.
Kenzie.
Make a mistake to accidentally go touch another girl?
Yeah, Kenzie. From
my, I've forgiven my too many girls. I'm just too nice. I didn't need to. Yeah.
Oh, I mistakenly walked over and made out with
Think about it from this perspective.
Him.
Think about it from this perspective, okay? When I'm in love with a girl and I'm like, this is my girlfriend, bro. And this is my woman. This is my girl. I am not attracted to any other girl.
Me neither.
Period. There's not even in my head. Like, oh, I wonder what. Like this. Oh, yeah, she's bad. She is nice. This. Oh, yeah, this. I am not talking about any other girl ever. So like, when a girl can do that to me, and she can go on another dude, and like while we're together, I could never trust you again. Because if you did that to me once. You're gonna do it again.
You'll just make me realize.
Like, listen, there's something wrong with your human brain that makes you even physically capable of cheating on somebody.
Okay, I'm mad at myself now. Fair enough.
You ever heard of the first love theory? And guys.
No.
Oh,
this
bro.
Is gonna be a good. You know.
Oh yeah,
about.
The three.
Let me explain.
The three stuff thing.
The first love theory. Don't quote me on this, but I know it goes something along the lines of every guy is always going to be searching. For in their next future partner, every guy is always searching for signs of their first love.
Real.
And if they can't, then they're always gonna be nothing will ever be the same as that guy's first love. You know what I mean? That's like the first love theory. Like a guy's first love is very hard to top. I feel like you can. We don't have to get into it, but I feel like you can agree with that.
I could. Yeah, I can definitely agree on that. But then
because think about it, when you
that goes back to the second chance thing, though. My mistake is I've given so many chances with that first.
See, like,
love
if
theory.
My ex would stop playing, like, if it was just like Pookie, stop playing.
Has your ex ever cheated?
Mm-mm. No.
Have you ever like had a girl that has cheated on you in the past that
No.
you would go back to?
I think no. No,
I'm just a little bitch. I think at the end of the day.
But like, hey, if my ex was like, if she quit playing, she would just like act right.
Yep.
And we could have healthy conversation. I think it could work out again. I'm joking, by the way.
The first love theory is...
I'm, like, open to moving.
Very interesting. And it's also kind of, like, it makes sense when you think about it because the first girl you love is going to... She's going to have traits you obviously like if you love a girl. So you're going to look for that in other women because that's what you know you like and, like, you enjoy these traits in girls.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand the first love method, but I don't really think it's, like, you're looking for this girl inside of somebody else.
You brought up my mom's OnlyFans.
Oh my god, bro, I was gooning so hard last night, bro. Bro, I was actually gooning for eternity.
I'm
out. No, bro. I was gonna say please don't leave.
I can elaborate and stretch further.
He was there.
From what he said. I guess let me start simple.
Dude,
what was your reaction
Okay, yeah. Okay,
sorry,
okay,
Cole
okay,
wants
okay,
to
yeah.
speak.
No, okay, yeah, then. I'm joking, by the way.
You thought you were going to, like, interrupt my sentence and get
you
away
told
with
me
it?
To speak.
No,
like,
no,
oh, Lord Gavin Magnus told me to speak, so I should speak
you guys
right now before I get my head chopped off.
Over the rant.
No, it's just Cole thing. Always thinks he's right, and I have to tell
no,
him
bro,
he's wrong.
Gavin's always
you
wrong, and he always thinks he's right.
It's easier to just give up than, you know, keep it going.
Gav, what do you want to ask?
What I was going to say is, what was your reaction when you... first found that out.
So,
and how many people have sent it to you? I know I'm one in the bunch, but
huh?
How old were you?
No, it was recent. Like it's only been like I think almost 2 years. Almost
oh,
2 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But
2 hours and 8 months and
when
17
when
days.
She, listen. When she told me like this is what I'm gonna do, obviously, I was just like, what the f-? Like I genuinely was just like I f- hated it.
taken aback.
I hated it. Yeah, I was just like, I was almost ready to cut. Her, I was almost ready to cut her off. Like, I'm out of my life.
Like, for real?
Yeah. Like, it got to me really bad, and then I didn't text her for like a few days. We didn't talk, and then we sat down, and she's like, "I know this is hard for you, but I made 50K this month." I was just like,
"Get your bag."
I was just like, "Nah, do you know what it is?" I said this earlier in the podcast. She sold her house. She left her husband. She's broke every bone to give
me. She deserves it. She deserves to do whatever the fuck she wants.
She's broke every bone to give me a life I want to live. If, you know, she was able to buy her own house. She bought a house with a beautiful pool. She got a beautiful home, and she bought that doing this. So, like, and I feel like the weight's off my shoulders. I feel like if I, you know.
You're welcome, bro. I'm supporting your mom's OnlyFans, like always, bro. Like, I'll always be there. Always, she same, can always count same. On my subscription every month, bro. Like,
I appreciate it.
Never guys, not be there.
You. For, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
But I'll always be.
But that's the thing, you both my boys. I love you both, so we can around with this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, she gave up everything, and I feel like, you know.
Shout out Kenzie's mom, by the way.
Yeah. Shout out Kenzie.
We love you, guys. Mom. Even though you do what you do, and I'm just kidding. But yeah, I support what she does because she gave me the life I wanted to live.
Amen.
And she makes bread. So like,
and amen. She makes bang. So whoever wants to talk shit, go ahead. She's the one laughing at the bank.
Has anyone ever told you look like Machine Gun Kelly?
No, never.
You two like.
Or you two look similar.
Watch me take a good thing.
All I don't think they look alike at all.
Do you know who I think she looks like? JoJo Siwa in the Dance Mom days.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
100.
Oh, for real.
100. Like, if you put your hair back and you have, like, a little bow in your hair, I genuinely think you were JoJo. Do we have a bow?
Oh, no.
Dude,
I used to wear bows on my old...
Were they JoJo bows?
...content group. No, they said rock on them.
You know, I literally found out JoJo Siwa, like, started on Dance Moms, like, 2 days ago. Like,
wait, really?
I literally found... I had no idea.
Well, yeah, you know...
I didn't know she was, like, a dancer.
That's another thing.
I thought she just did YouTube.
People say I sound... Like, I get comments all the time, and it's like...
Should we see if Abby answers?
Call Abby Lee.
It's either you look like her, or you sound like her.
You're actually... JoJo has a bit more annoying voice than you, but, like...
Let's see if she...
You and Abby go way back, huh?
She sometimes doesn't answer, though, so... We'll see. I'm on a podcast right now. Is it all? I want to say hi real quick to everybody because we're talking about Dance Moms. We're talking about everything. Tell me this girl doesn't look like JoJo back in the Dance Mom days.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Anyway.
Did you perform at a pool party?
I did, in Vegas.
How'd it go?
It was really good. It went really, really well.
I've been telling your mom that need to be doing those like every weekend.
I know. I'm going to. As you can see, guys, Abby still tells me what I should and shouldn't be doing.
We love her. What you shouldn't be doing, what you should be
doing.
Say hello. Hello.
That's Gavin hello. Magnus over there.
Oh, hi, Gavin. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you, Abby?
But we love you. You're amazing, and we're just talking about you, so I love you so much.
Love you, too. How's your health?
Are you feeling okay?
No, I'm good. I was at physical therapy and my back is killing me, so I just laid down for a minute.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to give you a call.
I was at the Emmys last night, me and Carol Burnett.
You were at the Emmys?
Yeah, last night.
I was casually at the Emmys, imagine. My God. Listen, I love you so much. I'm going to give you a call later when I'm not doing this. All right, I love you. Bye, mama. Love you. Love her.
Abby's awesome. All right, well.
Dude, that was W Riz, bro. Good job. Bro, that was fire. No, you're sliding in,
she's
man.
She's like a mother to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My bad.
All right, well, Mackenzie. I want to thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I really
want to thank you for driving all the way out to Vegas. Guys.
You mean driving out to LA?
Or driving drive from, all the way out from Vegas.
From Vegas.
What I meant to say. Thank you for correcting me. I very much appreciate it. Guys, listen to us on
He hates being corrected.
Dude, he does,
every
bro.
Every time he's like, I
don't
appreciate
anything
you correcting me.
He does wrong, bro. He's like, well, you.
No, I meant that genuinely. You're just so egotistical that you're like, oh, he means doesn't mean that literally.
So every guest you think on your show is egotistical.
The gaslighting is crazy.
You think you're schooling me because you're correcting me, but I'm actually grateful for that correction.
Okay.
But you think listen to us on Apple Music and Spotify.
Who was the only one that talked to you? Who was the only one that talked to you on that tour? Remember that moment. Remember it.
A lot of other people talked to me. He was the only real one. He was the only real one. That's the only difference. All right, bye, guys.